Welcome to episode 95 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Wow, 95, that means the 100th episode is looming up ahead. Weird to kind of realize that. Well, anyway, today we are continuing our look at language by checking out the story behind the guy who almost single-handedly created American English. Allow me to introduce you to one of my main men, Noah Webster. I read about this guy the first time a few months ago, and now he's become my second favorite person in history. Webster was one of the most important forces in shaping American culture during the crucial time following the American Revolution. Webster dedicated his life to the study of vocabulary called lexicography. Webster was known as a spelling reformer in the United States, believing all his life that the USA needed to break away from the tyranny of the Great Britain monarchy and upper class, and using language as his primary weapon. Following the American Revolution, Webster noticed that the new nation was still using textbooks imported from England to teach English language to American youth. He saw kind of a paradox there, and was a strong believer in forging a new American identity. So he wrote new textbooks that he claimed would liberate the English language from the clutches of Great Britain's elite, who he believed had control over the language. The textbooks were published in 1783, and by the time of his death, had sold over 15 million copies. Webster then turned his attention to creating a dictionary. To help him understand the roots of words, he learned 26 languages, ranging from Latin and Old English to Arabic and Sanskrit. In 1828, Webster released his first ever dictionary called the Compendious Dictionary of the English Language. Today, we know it better as Webster's Dictionary. It's still published. Now, in the dictionary, he revised the spellings of words that he considered too complicated under British rules. For example, he dropped the letter U out of the word color to try and create a language that was uniquely American. It is thanks to Webster that we have spelling bees. His books were so widely available that everyone, be he a kid growing up poor in the mountains of Tennessee or rich in New York City, could learn to spell the same way. And with these resources, people started holding contests to see who among them was the best speller. And thus, a national pastime was born. Alright, pop quiz. How many wonders of the ancient world can you name? Time's up. I'm betting that most people can only come up with one answer. The pyramids. I'll be honest, it's pretty much the only answer I know. Thing is, there are six other wonders of the ancient world out there. So next week we'll be dedicated to investigating all seven wonders of the ancient world. And not just that, the month of August is going to be Wonder Month here on the podcast. The ancient wonders are only the beginning. After that, we'll be traveling through time and space to find wonders all over the world, both man-made and natural. It's Wonder Month starting Sunday here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 95 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we look at another man whose work in linguistics greatly influenced the course of history, although this time in a much more sinister way.